Mother, sure. So this is the highest love and affection in Srimati Radhika. Our goal should be not so high, only to be the servant, male servant of Radhika, or conjugal. Oh, this is okay. Not more than this. We cannot have all the qualities of Radhika, love and affection of Radhika for Krishna. Only we can serve Radhika or Krishna, conjugal. So this is the highest thing. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told all these things to Sanatana Goswami. And here he is glorifying Krishna, that anyone anya kami jadi kare Krishna bhajan, na mangi loho Krishna tare den swacharan. What is the meaning? Seven, eight, nine.
If those who desire material enjoyment are merging,
amar bhaje mange bishesh sukh, amrit chhari bish mange ei bada murkha. Ami bigya ei murkha bishay keno diba, swacharan amrit diya bishaye bhulaiba. You know, there was a boy of 5 years only. But by Sadhu Sangha association of pure Vaishnavas, he was given some mantra and went in the dense forest and did aradhana in regular way and became Narada, you know, that was Narada. There was a boy of 5 years named Dhruva. And he came in the association of that very Narada. This boy was so much offended by the words of his father. His father and stepmother both. His father denied that I will take you in my lap. Due to the fear of stepmother, she told that you should go and you should die. You can come and see. His stepmother told that you should go to and die. And next you should come in my arm. And then you will be qualified to sit in the lap of this father. And you will then be king of whole empire. Otherwise, no. These words affected that boy and they went straight in his heart. And he became so angry. And he went to his mother and told, and he began to weep. His mother told, you should go and try to do aradhana. Aradhana means?
Worship of God.
Worship. Your brother or elder brother is Srihari.
Madhusudan.
You should at once go and practice. And at once in the midnight he left his home and went to Mathura on this bank of Jamuna river. And there Narad was there, told by Krishna, ordered by Krishna that go and help this boy. He tried so much that you should go return to your home, otherwise tigers and bears and lions will eat you. But he never accepted. Then he told a mantra. And he told that you should go and patiently you should be one-ended and try to be one-ended. He did so, and he saw in his trance Narayan. But he has some wishes. What? I want to have a kingdom, my father's kingdom. So Krishna gave him darshan. Narayan gave him darshan. And he told that, I'm benedicting you, giving benediction to you, that you should be king for 36,000 years of whole world. Not only your father's kingdom, of whole world. And at once, but vanished. Then he was weeping that I have a Chintamani. And I only wanted from him only some gather some broken glasses pieces. I have not gained anything else. I have gained only this thing. And began to weep again. But what became after that? After 36 years.
Thousand years.
He was a emperor of the whole world. But Krishna is so merciful, he gave him a kingdom for 36,000 years. And after that, he made him his own servant and gave eternal place. Though it is in world atmosphere, but it is a Siddha Lok. He crossed the birth and chain of birth and death and all the sufferings. So Krishna is so merciful. You know that Putana, a very dangerous demon, she wanted to kill Krishna, and he took a shape of mother only. Very beautiful became. She was so ugly, but she became so beautiful lady, like a mother. And he posed that I am mother, and at once took Krishna in her lap. Oh son. Oh, she is not your mother, Yashoda. I am your real mother. Why Yashoda has kept you out of her heart, not in her? I want to keep you in my heart. And as a mother, he gave his breast in the mouth of Krishna. Krishna was closing his eyes. How I can kill her? So I should give him something very special. And what he gave? He took his outer body like a demon and changed and very beautiful shape of Atma soul came out and made her like a mother and sent at once in Golok Vrindavan. Aho bakiyam stanakalakutam Likhansayapi sat vegatin tatu tato anyang kova dayalum saranam. Why Sukadeva Goswami wrote all these things? Only for us. So you should be very strong faith on Krishna. So if anyone wants anything else, worldly thing, Krishna gives that very thing also, and especially he gives bhakti also after that. So Krishna is so merciful. So Krishna thinks, oh, he's foolish. He's begging for poison. But I am not foolish. Why should I give him the poison? I will never give poison to him. I will give him what thing?
Okay.
Only amrita.
Nectar.
Nectar of devotion I will give. And he gives. So Krishna is so merciful. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is telling, Sansar bhramite kono bhagya keho tare, nadir pravahe jano kashti lagi tire. Yes, sir. What is the meaning? Sansar bhramite kono bhagya keho tare. Yes, sir. Kono bhagya karo sansar khanyukhaya sadhu sangatave krishne rati upajaya. Always moving in this world, from this world to that world to that world, always, since the world is created, unlimited time, anadi, anadi kal it is told. He is always restless. He wants happiness. He wants to be happy. And that is why sometimes he murders others to be happy himself. Sometimes making so much atom and bombs and all nitrogen bombs and hydrogen bombs that we will kill our enemies and we will be eternally happy. But after some time he is killed. So many problems comes. So we are, ghum rahe hain.
Wandering in this material world. Right.
There are not only world, one, lakhs and lakhs and lakhs worlds are here. Sometimes becoming man, shape, sometimes, oh, trees, creepers,
animals
and all these things. But if anyone is lucky and there is something, then he goes in the association of pure bhakti. Otherwise no. And what is that luck? What is that luck? Any activity, then devour related to Krishna or his associates or his anything connected. Like Tulsi, temple, his land, Vrindavan, Navadvip Dham, Puri Dham. All these things. Serving anyhow. There was a saint, Vaishnav, he used to go to door, begging some chapatis or anything, corn some or anything, rice, anything, he used to go. And in this way he used to tell, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare Rama.
Sometimes they may tell that Radhe Shyam, Radhe Shyam, Radhe Radhe, Radhe Radhe, in Vrindavan, in Brajmandal, only Radhe Radhe Radhe. He used to go. One day he yawned a door, an old lady was there. She was so angry mood.
Yes.
He don't want to hear the Radhe Radhe or Hare Krishna. She rebuked that person. Don't come to my door any day in future. Otherwise, this stake will broken on your back. You should always remember. Don't return, come to my door. The Vaishnav returned, but next day, at the same time, again he came. And he was, Radhe Radhe, Radhe Shyam, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare. Again she heard, and became so furious, and began to chastise,
rebuke,
and he again returned. Third day he again came. Why he is coming, I don't know. to eat rich again chicken. And at that time, he was cleaning his room by
cow dung mixed with water
and everything in a cloth, rotten, and she was making clear. And in the meantime, he told Radha, "Oh, again? You came? Oh." And he took his
cloth
and
throw it
on him. He gladly took it and went to river Jamuna and washed all the clay and everything very well, smooth, and it became smooth. And then it was dried and it was given in ghee. Any devotee gave him ghee and it was given in there. And very little, so many
ghee weeks
were made. And he used to offer aarti by these. Again, fourth day, that Vaishnava, after doing so, he went and called very loudly, "Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Radhe Radhe, Radhe
Shyam Shyam."
And then this old lady today
completely
was changed. Oh.
Oh, Baba.
Oh, Baba.
Wait a little,
I am coming. And she took some chapati or anything. And he gave it. And he took it very
gladly.
This is called Sukriti. He gave anything and he used in service of Krishna to help anyone knowingly or unknowingly. If he circumambulate Vrindavan, Navadvip Dham, he will see any deity and do pranam. He will hear chanting any Vaishnava, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. If he will give a little water to Tulasi and circumambulate, anyhow, helping any pure devotee. Who is pure devotee? He never thinks to be a bhokta of anything.
Enjoyer.
He thinks that Krishna is enjoyer. So anything, any endeavor is for pleasing Krishna. So if any give a pence, a farthing, he will give it to you, his Gurudev or Krishna. He will never enjoy that thing. These are pure devotees. Those who are taking so much, begging so much, and filling their own pocket, only some 1%, 2%, 50%, or 25% giving to Gurudev or anyone, and using all, testing all. Or they keep it in bank account that after that I will enjoy. What they will become? They are not true devotees. At once they are fallen. What to become more fallen? And all will realize that they are not really Vaishnava. So if anyhow you are helping, serving that kinds of Vaishnava or doing parikrama of Vrindavan, parikrama of anyhow, unwillingly, you are doing parikrama of Tulsi plant, you are touched with any Tulsi plant, and you have taken any remnant of Mahaprasadam that devotees are distributing somewhere, and really has been offered to Krishna with Tulsi Dal, that will be a very great effect, surely. So, it is called impression or sukriti. So much sukriti makes sadhu sangha. So sadhu sangha, sarva shastre kaya Lau Matre Sadhu Sanghe Sarva Siddhiya. So you should have a very a strong belief in Sadhu Sangha and in Guru, in Krishna, in Shastra. This will give you so much strength in. Never be weak. Never be weak. We have support of Krishna, Vaishnava. Mayavadi has no support because his Brahma is nirakar, nirvishesh. He has no chef, he has no power to do anything. He is not merciful. He is like dry wood or dry
stone.
He cannot do help. So be like this. Our Krishna is Sarva Shaktiman,
Almighty.
He is so merciful. Kya ahetuki?
Causeless,
merciful. He is everywhere. But Brahma Nirakar Brahma is not powerful, so he is not everywhere. Never he cannot be. So you should be very what?
Determined.
And believe in God. And go on. So sometimes it may be that you have no such association. But Chaitanya Charitamrita, Srimad Bhagavat Gita, and especially Srimad Bhagavatam, are Vyas, Sukadev Goswami, Parikshit Maharaj like them. And Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami is like Chaitanya Charitamrita. You should associate them and have so much belief in them, strong. We will never be weak and never we will fall. Go, Brahman. Very good. Any kirtan?
In the beginning of the lecture, you spoke that we are nothing. You explained the six.
Five.
Sharanga from the.
Five.
Sharangati.
Five.
You said we should feel we are nothing.
In the beginning of class, you discussed Saranagati. There are six symptoms of Sarana, humble.
Not humble.
Feeling insignificant.
At the end, you said we should be very strong.
In faith.
Strong in faith.
That I'm like zero. I have no power. A strong faith in this. And my Krishna is so powerful. And he can save me, he can support me, nourish me. This is strongness. I will never give up him. This is strongness. Because Jeev is Chetan. He is not like zero or nirvishesh nirshakti. Sometimes because he is like atom, so he becomes weak. But if this atom has any support like Krishna tree, then his religion becomes so unlimited.
His religion, though he is very
affection or atom, but his relation to Krishna, that is
his strength,
his love and affection is unlimited because Krishna is his support. Like there is a creeper. She cannot go up without any help of any tree or anything high. So if a creeper has any support of a little tree, then it will go like up to that. But if he will have
support
a bigger tree, longer tree, then it will go cover. And if he is Krishna, the tree is Krishna, that creeper will go up to Krishna Goloka Vaikunth Vrindavan there. And it will give so sweet fruits, and you can test it here in this world.
We want to make two announcements.